It was brilliant. Just amazing, you know. I mean, this week's been surreal in itself. You know, I felt very calm within myself, knew my game was in a good place. You know, for the first time, I think I've just not tried to press too hard too early. You know, I've just played golf and enjoyed it and let things happen. You know, and proved myself that, you know, it is possible. All the nerve jangling, the hand shaking, you know, the nice three-footer on the 72nd, you know, to get into the playoff, and then, you know, a couple of good ones here and there. It's just, I mean, it's unreal.
And the hand shaking, the nerve jangling, that went throughout the day because you started superbly, then had a little wobble as the weather got worsened, and then you finished it off.
Yeah, no, I mean, I started great. The ball was under great control. Don't think I'd have missed a green on the front nine. And then, like I say, it was just getting to the stage where the hands were getting a bit wet, the towel was fully wet, everything was just becoming that little bit more difficult and tricky. But no, me and Rye battled through well. You know, again, got a bit fortunate up the 72nd, but, you know, in order to win, you know, I've seen it enough times on TV, you need a little bit of luck. You know, and then the playoff was mental. You know, I thought I'd given it at one point, I thought I'd have a good chance on the first playoff hole, and he held a good one. And then vice versa, you know, I held a nice five-footer on the other one, and it's just, I mean, disappointing that he missed that. You know, that's not how you want to see it happen, but, you know, I mean, it'd been, you know, long battled and stuff, and 83 holes to finish the championships, you know, hell of a lot of golf.
Mental sums it up nicely, because you couldn't second guess the way that was going, but that chip from greenside at the last was terrific.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was. But I honestly thought I had it the first playoff hole, but I said to Ryan, I said, no, I said, you know, get me a banana, get my drink, we're going back down here. You know, you can't think that someone's going to, you know, miss it and hand it to you. So, I mean, you know, talking the word mentally this week, you know, has been brilliant. You know, the best that I've ever been, you know, and I'm just hoping I can learn from it and use it for, you know, for the rest of the season.
106th time of trying on the European Tour. It's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
It's a lot of events. You know, I mean, yeah, you'd hope it would come quicker. You know, I've had a lot of top tens, you know, a lot of top fives, and it just proves that the level of golf I'm playing is good. You know, wasn't quite sure if it was good enough to win, but, you know, doing it now, it is.
Well, you're still so young. I'm sure you never doubted that it would come eventually.
You do. You know, when you're in your bad spells, you do. Everyone does. I'm sure they do. You know, you doubt whether or not, you know, you're good enough to win, you're good enough to compete every week and stuff. And, you know, I've been in some terrible places mentally with it all, you know, and this is, I mean, it's just amazing.
You know, it opens doors for you now, as well as guarantees the next couple of years.
Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, it does. You know, it gives you a little bit of leeway there to try some new things, you know, travel a little bit more. You know, I don't know, I think it's Bridgestone and, you know, the Golf Champions and a couple of other events here and there. You know, the big thing for me is the world ranking points. You know, I slipped way down after I got, you know, up to 64. I've slipped way down, you know, with injury and stuff. And it's just good now. Hopefully that'll get me back up somewhere near the